KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties in the conflict with Hamas, Israel says it's being more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza. Meanwhile, the EU's Home Affairs Commissioner says Europe facing a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the holiday season due to the fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas.
Commissioner Ylva Johansson's warning comes as French investigators probe a fatal weekend attack near the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
With the upcoming holiday season, there is a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union. We saw recently in Paris, unfortunately we have seen it earlier as well.
Johansson, whose brief includes security and immigration, adds the European Commission would provide an additional $32.5 million to help bolster security in vulnerable areas, notably places of worship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer this week unveiled bank records showing President Biden received at least three monthly payments of $1,380 each in 2019. From Hunter Biden-owned company Owasco PC.
Today, the House Oversight Committee is releasing subpoenaed bank records that show Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world.
James Comer of Kentucky, the Department of Justice, is currently investigating whether Hunter Biden used Owasco to commit tax evasion. At Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is losing 124 points, but the NASDAQ up 17. This is SRN News. The Christian legal group Liberty Counsel has launched its annual Friend or Foe campaign, designed to protect religious celebrations of Christmas in public places and in public schools. Spokesman Matt Stavers says if Christians don't defend their religious freedom, future generations will suffer.
What kind of a message will that send to those young people? That message will be God is off limits. It's a dirty word. You need to keep your faith out of your life and put it in some closet somewhere.
And that will have consequences for America in years to come.
Those little kids, those children, those high schoolers, they end up becoming our future leaders. And you know what? They're going to be policymakers, and they're going to remember the policy that they learned because we were silent. That's why we cannot remain silent.
Staver tells Christians that the Constitution is on their side on this issue. Visit 1c.org for free legal help. This is SRN News. A massive explosion has leveled a house in Arlington, Virginia.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County Police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Jennifer King, Washington.
Prosecutors have charged a man with four counts of murder for the fatal shootings of three homeless men in Los Angeles and a suburban resident last month. Prosecutors say Jared Joseph Powell faces those charges, including robbery. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.